Extreme Anime Radio. City in the world, broadcasting to fans all around the world, listening to us and watching us. This is the Extreme Anime Radio Podcast, the 1st of May. Welcome to the month of May to my co-host, Mr. Neff Canuck.
Good evening, sir. You might call it May Day.
So, of course, I'm JR. We thank you so much for joining us here as we are showered by crocheted hearts, as per usual, by Shinigami Liz, who's going to join us later for What the Dub, one of our favorite games we love to play from time to time.
Indeed, because, you know, it lets me, you know, flex my creative muscle and, you know, help us all when my creative muscle decides to, you know, spasm just a bit.
But I told Neff we downloaded 5 or 6 new community packs from the Steam Workshop, so we're going to reveal those in about an hour's time when we do the game.
And all I could think of was, I hope there isn't a pack that reads NHL coaches behind the bench, because boy, you'd have to overdub some pretty salty language.
There are about like hundreds of community packs now. Some of them might they'd be in different designs and dimensions and whatnot. So some of them are in different languages. Some of them don't have subtitles, so we gotta figure that one out. Hopefully, the ones I got are okay. But
well, if you understood what the titles of the packs were, hopefully that means, you know, they are in English.
Yes. But we welcome you here to the podcast. If you would like to take us wherever you want to go, go to anchor.fm/anime radio. If you'd like to watch us, twitch.tv/extreme anime radio. We're going to have to go to Spotify, and maybe after this podcast, I'll have to sign up for a Spotify account, because as we mentioned before, now they're going to require me to have a Spotify account in order to continue editing the podcast through them.
Yeah, everybody's monetizing everything. It gets to the point where it's like, they won't monetize air yet.
Yeah.
But if you remember that old movie Spaceballs, maybe we'll see Perry Air before too long.
Yes. Speaking of monetizing, quick topic, Neff, because I did want to spend a good portion of our show tonight talking about what you've been doing pretty much all your life, almost, for the Anime North charity auction. It seems that way anyway. But let's talk a little bit about monetization. I want to talk about this real quick because the news came out today. Crunchyroll.
Uh-oh. What did they do?
What you think they would do. They increased their prices.
Well, when you're the only game in town, you know, you can basically say, like it or lump it, and there's the door.
But oddly enough, their introductory tier stays the same. It's the other two tiers, the higher tiers, that they're jacking up in price by a little bit.
Well, it's probably because, as I recall, there are some extra features that the other tiers have that the introductory tier does not.
Right.
Excuse me. I just logged in today to watch an episode of Grandpa and Grandma Got Young Again, and I noticed that profiles are back.
Ah, okay.
So now you can have one profile for your safe for work stuff, and one profile for the, oh God, don't let anyone see this stuff.
Yes, yeah, so the fan tier, $7.99 a month, that doesn't change. But the mega fan tier is up to $11.99 a month, and the ultimate fan tier is $15.99 a month. The other two tiers allow you to stream on multiple devices at one time, and also download your favorite anime to view offline, which I did once a few years back. I upgraded to the mega tier to download anime I could watch on the plane, and I forgot to downgrade it when I was done.
Oops. Well, you see, I prefer to have one yearly subscription because that does two things. One, it does set your price in stone for at least a year. And that's important because, of course, as we know, companies like to raise their prices randomly with minimal notice. And you're left going, say hello to, you know, one of Crunchyroll's competitors for anime, Netflix, doing it again.
It seems like an ongoing topic every time or every two or three podcasts. Oh, another fair price goes up.
Yeah. Like, the only thing I'm going to say is, look, the gas prices around here have gone from ouch to mommy. And all I can do when I roll by these gas stations is just wave my hand, you know, like the queen, and go, don't need you no more.
Prices, that's another thing we could talk about real quick. The yen, there's speculation of intervention happening earlier this week by the Japanese government. One analyst estimating several trillion Japanese yen was bought by the Japanese government and hasn't done much.
Well, the problem is if the interest rates in Japan are pitiful, that's what really drives the dollars, I'm afraid.
Yeah,
that's why Canada has to keep their rates high, because unless the US drops theirs, if Canada drops theirs alone, hello Canadian peso.
Yes. Let's see, held rates steady, another hike is unlikely. They didn't change the rates today or this week, the Fed board meeting here in the States.
Yeah, and the thing is, the American economy is, you know, zipping along, whereas the Canadian economy is doing, you know, the sputter, sputter. We think we're okay, not so much. We think we're okay, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. But now let's talk about Canada and what you do every year for Anime North is the annual charity auction. We have submitted some items for auction, which you're going to open up for us here in just a little bit. That's why if you're listening to us on the podcast, it's worth it to watch us on Twitch or on YouTube. You can look up the Extreme Anime Radio podcast on YouTube at least 24 hours after our live broadcast. I believe you can watch it on Spotify as well. I don't know exactly, but maybe I'll find out after I sign up for my Spotify account. I'm just going to keep this little thing going every so often.
I do believe you can watch. I have accidentally looked at it while, you know, I was trying to deal with something else with Spotify, because their AI DJ is, you know, about to get fired through a cannon.
Are they getting rid of it, or?
No, I'm saying I want to get rid of it because this stupid DJ goes from music that's okay, yeah, sure,
right,
to, I don't care, you think I might like this. This is yikes. Like, get away from me.
Yeah.
Although I have to laugh because one of the tracks that was playing today as I drove home, gas, gas, gas. And I just started cackling.
What timing, huh? Nice.
Indeed.
But all right, so tell us what the charity auction is all about, and tell us about Toronto Sick Kids Hospital.
Yes, well, Anime North is Canada's largest fan-run anime convention. One of the events we have is the Anime North charity auction. I've been a part of it since, well, as staff anyway, since 2008. They started the auction, I want to say, late, like pretty much a few years after the con itself started.
Mm-hmm.
It started small, got bigger and bigger. At one point, they had some of the voice actors come by to auction off some of the things, which is really helpful because, yeah, of course, if you can get the voice actors who voice the characters in the things that people are looking to buy, that tends to get their attention. Especially if it's one of the Japanese guests. I recall one year where an entire fan club for a particular Japanese, I think it was a voice actor, came to the auction for the one item that particular actor was auctioning off. And I think it was about $1,000. By the time it was all said and done, you know, they're like, no, we want this item. There were some bids trying to say, no, we want it. But the giant fan club is like, no, we'll just pool all our money in here. Now, one of the things we have done is we have gone cashless for a number of reasons, one of which was the vid.
Right.
But credit and debit is much safer, more secure. And we don't like the thought of congoers wandering around with, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in their pockets.
Wow.
It's for safety reasons. I find it's much, you know, much smarter to just do it that way. A nice square reader and tap and or slide or stick it in and, you know, Bob's your uncle. And there you go. You've paid for the item and off you go. Come around for another item you might want to bid for.
Wow. So the charity auction, all the stores, Artist Alley, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Wow.
What we like to do, what we have done now for the last couple of years, is we ask those who are coming to Anime North as vendors to potentially donate. Some do, some don't. Some, you know, will work with us and make sure that the items are ready for pickup when they come in. Others, they've already packed their stuff, because when you're talking about, especially crossing a border, you want to be done with the packing of your stuff early.
Yeah.
Right. So by the time the email went out, it was the last week of August or April or so, and unfortunately, a few have already said sorry. We've already packed, but we have something. It's just buried, you know, three boxes deep. So
yeah,
we're going to have to send one of my staff around. And this year, we have a little motorized surprise, a motorized pull cart.
Oh,
actually, it's my personal pill cart, but I'm letting the auction use it because it's like, it's a lot easier to move stuff around.
Yeah, right? Nice.
Then drag.
Oh, very useful, very useful. So Toronto's Hospital for Sick Kids is the charity that you guys are raising money for.
Yes. Toronto Sick Kids Hospital is Canada's largest children's hospital. Once again, we are part of the Children's Miracle Network, which is a network of hospitals, both in Canada and the U.S., that specialize, of course, in children's medicine. I was a former Sick Kids kid. I was not exactly the healthiest of kids, but with their help and a few other agencies, you know, I'm still around. I'm still kicking. I'm still annoying poor JR. So I like to, you know, give back if I can. I mean, people say, why not write a check? And I'm like, writing a check is a nothing. That's a numbers game. Mm. I'd rather do something, you know, and say, okay, I have done something to help, as opposed to, yeah, I just, you know, scribbled on a piece of paper and said, here.
Oh, very good.
Now it does lead to some interesting antics over the years. Let's see. Now in 2012, I was trying to get a staff member, to pick them up to come to the auction. And I was at a stoplight and got rear-ended, not 600 meters away from the con, mind you. I'd only just literally got out of the driveway, got onto the road, hit a stoplight, and someone hit me. Needless to say, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Of course, that was the same year some poor guy's car caught fire in the hotel across the road. So I'm going to say, look, they had a worse weekend than I did.
Oh,
then
boy.
There was the year that I fell down while I was at the charity auction, broke my hip, which was a lot of fun because initially the emergency room I went to, the veterinarian there thought, you know, oh, you only bruised your hip. Don't worry about it. A few weeks after that, I get my doctor saying, no, you get x-rays. get x-rays, get taken to a merge after that. No, you broke your hip. That was fun.
Ay.
And, you know, last year, of course, I didn't manage to do it at the con, but, you know, a couple of months before the con, I managed to fall down, break and dislocate my shoulder. So I was arranging things and doing things while in a rehab center.
Right.
And half the time, to be perfectly blunt, half high on drugs. Including the day of the auction. I know for a fact they had given me painkillers. I wasn't doing well that particular day. And I'm going, I'm giving direction while under the influence. Yikes. But everything went okay. They managed to raise the money.
Yeah.
Nothing got burned. Nothing got lost. Nothing got stolen. So it was all good. So it's going to be me coming back now this year going, okay, I'm back. You can't get rid of me. You know, I'm like that cockroach. I do not go away.
Hello, Caldith. Welcome. All right. So on that note, sir, now that we know more about what you do and sick kids and the charity auction, let's see what goodies you received in the mail.
Indeed. Now, you'll just have to hold on for 1 minute while I go grab the box.
Yes,
and
sir.
A pair of scissors. Now, I do have in my possession a powered box cutter.
Oh, boy.
But I'm afraid to use a powered box cutter on this box. So we're going with scissors with this.
Yeah, I think, so yeah, I agree. Yeah, sure. While you step away, I'm going to tell everybody real quick about tomorrow. So tomorrow, we are going to be streaming train simulator games. It's one of my passions is simulator games, as a lot of people know. Flight simulator, we've tried with mixed success. But we also have a train simulator available. We've done a few of those on the streams in past years. So we're going to do Train Sim World 4, which is the popular game on PC out right now. It's also on Xbox and PlayStation. There's a new Long Island Railroad route, which is the major transit system that's close to me. So we will be puttering around. We actually did a test, Bree and I, last night, because that will require the two computer setup. So with the laptop installed here and the cables hooked up from the PC here to the laptop and the stream going from the laptop while the whole GPU is dedicated to the train sim game. So we're going to putter around tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern. We hope you'll tune in for that. Long Island Railroad Commuter Train Sim World 4. Okay, Neff, we see you back on the screen. I have to be a little descriptive here for our podcast listeners. You are attacking the box with the scissors.
And I very nearly stabbed myself.
Oh,
with
no.
Those same scissors as I was pulling. Because, again, I sometimes forget the cardinal rule when you're working with scissors. Do not pull towards you. That usually ends in bad things.
Yeah.
Now, let's see here. Okay, so. Well, I must say, you did an excellent job taping this box. Okay, that didn't work out how I intended. But I do have one side of the box open.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
Now, each of the items are going to be poly-sealed, but they'll be should be easy to open. Unless, of course, Canada Post never got into the package, right? There's no evidence of that?
No evidence that Canada Post decided to say, hey, what's this box of stuff? You know, I mean, they could try, but I think once they open the box, they'd be like, why did we open this? Let's close it back up again. Like that old Bugs Bunny cartoon when Yosemite Sam gets splattered by the drawbridge. Close it up again.
Oh, that's Daffy okay. Duck. That was Daffy Duck in that Robin Hood themed one, right?
No, that's a different one. I'm talking about Nighty Night Bugs.
Oh,
that was the one. So yeah,
same concept. Sorry, then. Yeah.
Yeah, same concept. Again, I warn you that yes, I am old. Yes, I remember old things like that. Oh, we have some, as you said, boxes, mystery boxes that have been polybagged.
Yes.
So what we're gonna do is take polybag number one, and did you seal the polybag? I think. No,
just a little bit of tape. That's all. So you okay. should be able to remove it easily.
I was going to say, if you actually sealed the polybag, I'd be like, okay, break out the scissors again and try not to stab myself. Again. There we go. I see a familiar head of hair.
Yes.
We have the Thorn Princess, your forger from Spy X Family.
Yep. What do you think?
Very nice. And you know what? I have a funny feeling. We're going to be seeing a lot of Spy X Family cosplay.
Oh, with the movie?
With the movie and the fact that the costumes themselves, as nice as they are not overly elaborate.
That's true.
So it makes for an easier, not easy, but easier costume. Now, I also think we're going to be seeing from Freyrin Beyond Journey's End.
Mm-hmm.
And those costumes, especially Freyrin herself, will be absolutely, you know, breathtakingly bizarre and complicated and yikes.
Right.
Now, I'm just going to try and get this.
Close. I think called it a division of Sega, if the label is correct. Maybe Neff can confirm that. The manufacturer of the plushie. I think it's Sega or distributor?
Sega,
yep.
And for those of you who don't understand why I said it quite that way, I'm old. When Sega used to make, you know, video game consoles.
Yes.
Okay, so let me just see. Let's put this one aside.
Before Sega.
Oh, God. Before Sega, there was Atari and, you know, so all the other fun ones. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, here we are with bag number two. Let's see here.
Well, if that was your, this should be an easy guess.
Well, yes, if there's a your, I'm 99% sure we will see.
Opening the bag.
There we go. Opening the bag. Ah, yes. Another familiar head of hair. This would be Anya Forger.
Ta-da!
And unlike her animated counterpart, she's not wearing that creepy smile that makes me go, yikes!
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, she's trying to smile, and it's just like, oh, stop. You're hurting me.
Certainly one of the most expressive anime characters we've seen in quite a while.
Oh, indeed. I would hate to be the animator having to draw all that.
Yep.
So, meanwhile, you have Lloyd Forger, who's basically got only two expressions. Bored and absolutely exasperated.
All right.
Okay.
So now the third one, we have to be a little bit careful. And again, I mentioned to Neff that the bookstore that sold the book is the one that wrapped the book in plastic. So you might want to, kind of a little be careful when you open that.
I will do my best, sir. I cannot promise because I have the hands of, you know, Elon Musk.
Opening
for those who don't understand the rest of the reference, he chopped real good. Ooh. And this is from Cardcaptor Sakura.
It is a sketchbook or a line art book.
Very nice.
So if you flip through the pages, you'll see.
When you're talking sketch, you're talking legitimate sketch. Now, let's see if I can hold this up gently.
Yeah.
One second here. I don't want to lose the bag.
Right.
The bag here for a minute. See if I can hold this up without...
Yep.
There we go.
Nice. And that is blending out a little bit with the key out. But yeah, we got a lot of wonderful... And it just was sitting in the bookstore at random. So I don't know where the rest of them were kept.
I was going to say, it's like it might be one of those situations where a person grabbed it, was going to buy it, and then changed their mind.
Right. I think...
That does happen.
I think we purchased that. She was the one who found it. She pointed it out to me. I believe we were at the Kinokuniya in Mitsuwa in New Jersey. That's where we spotted it.
Place I know well.
Yeah, but then the dolls. I think we found at the anime store at Tangram Mall.
Well, thank you very much. These items will, I'm sure, fetch a pretty penny.
Oh yes,
especially the plushies, because it's odd. I find that depending on, you know, which show it is, and you know, you'll find people will just go nuts for plushies, and it'll be like, I want 50, I get 50, get 100, get 150, get 200. And in my head, I'm going, do you want it for plushie? But it's for kids. That's fine.
Yes. So I'm really excited about these three items to help you out. Brie is as well. To help sick kids. So we hope that you guys will check it out if you have any plans to be at Anime North. So,
indeed. Now you must hurry because, as I've been told, weekend passes are selling fast. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Right.
And Saturday as well will be the popular day. The auction itself will be on Sunday in the Cohen Ballroom of the Toronto Congress Center. Our display is moving. Originally, we've been in Hall D for a number of years. We're moving to Hall A because what happened is we got more space in an adjoining building at the TCC, the TCC North building, which means some rearranging of some items, and the entrance will now be in Hall A. So literally, you'll see us as you come in.
Nice. Prime space.
I was going to say, so drop by, say hello. If I look like I'm a chicken with my head cut off running around, it's because I am a chicken with a head cut off running around by the time we get to this point.
All right. So now you've opened some stuff, Neff. Maybe I'll open some stuff here a little bit because I have two brand new snack boxes from Japan. From the places I get snacks from, Boksu and Sakurako. Yes. Boksu, I started subscribing to Boksu actually right before COVID happened, and then those deliveries got screwed up, and then they had to go into more of a process. Sakurako, I've been a fan of theirs for about, I believe it's been over a year, maybe 2 years since Sakurako. So Boksu does more of the regular Japanese snacks we've seen. Sakurako is from the same company, I believe, as Tokyo Treat. Tokyo Treat does the more modern Japanese snacks, but Sakurako does the more traditional Japanese snacks. So what I've noticed in recent months is the fact that in order to cut down on costs, now a lot of these boxes, instead of shipping directly from Japan, they ship the food to the United States, either to California or to New Jersey. I believe if I look at the Sakurako box, they ship from Torrance, California, and the Boksu boxes now ship from New Jersey. So they put the boxes together locally and then ship them. So I guess it's cheaper for them to do it that way.
Which is interesting because don't the snacks, et cetera, come from Japan anyway?
They do.
So they're saving on the labor of assembling the... Okay.
Yeah. It could be the fact also that shipping from Japan still hasn't gotten any cheaper. So maybe they're trying to, you know, bulk ship a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, it might be less space.
What Brie's saying,
yeah. It might be less space to do a bunch of, like, for example, a bunch of food and snacks and then have the boxes as opposed to make the boxes and then ship it as a box full of food.
Right.
Okay. That makes some logical sense.
All right. Let me open the Boksu first.
All right.
We'll see what the theme is for this month.
And the theme behind me is the Leafs are still hanging on by their fingernails, with somebody slamming, you know, trying to, you know, smash their fingers. That's someone being the Boston Bruins.
Kind of like the Islanders already got slammed, I heard.
Yeah, the Islanders, however, were facing an opponent that was, I'm sorry, out of their weight class. You know, I'm sorry. If you're going up against Carolina, you better have some firepower yourself, or yeah. Uh-huh. And Islanders, no. Even if they had Patrick Waugh, not as the coach, but as the goaltender in his prime, they would not have, you know, fared much better.
All right. So here we go. Yokohama Tides.
Interesting.
So Yokohama, beautiful area to visit. I wish I went there with Brie. I don't think we stopped there when I visited last. But beautiful harbor front there. Also, one of the major Chinatowns in the world is in Yokohama, too. So if you want good Chinese food when you're visiting Japan, just go to Yokohama.
Okay, good Chinese food when you're visiting Japan. That is a weird sentence. I don't know why, because Japan itself has such good food. Why would you want to... I mean, okay, it's fine. It's like when I go to Switzerland and I see a Chinese food place and I go,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excuse you? No. Just no.
So, all right, Yokohama Tides. So this means they better have the Yokohama butter sandwich cookie. If they don't, we have a problem.
I was going to say, if we don't, he riots, folks. And you don't want to see JR rioting.
Let's see here.
He's intently studying the box.
Ooh, okay.
Uh-oh. Well, do we have our butter cookie?
No, we don't have it, but we have your favorite snack and mine. Cream colon.
Okay, then.
I'm going to have some cream colon.
That particular snack, given what I went through several months ago, no thank you, with a capital N and O.
Oh, yes, we have it in here somewhere. We have it in here somewhere.
There is a butter cookie in here somewhere.
Da-da-da, here it is. I will gladly have this now because to heck with it.
Well, hey, you know, you know what you want. You got it in front of you. You eat it.
And these are rich in butter filling in the middle. And on either side of the cookie, you have prints of very popular spots. So this is a lamppost. I don't know which lamppost this is, but it could be one of the ones in the Yokohama waterfront. And, a modern skyline as well. Can you see that?
Ooh, that is quite intricate and quite lovely.
Yeah, it's a little fuzzy on the camera here, but this is something I'm easily going to eat right away. So if you'll excuse me, folks.
Well, yes, I think he's going to, you know, chow down and make me very, very jealous. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. This cookie is always a woohoo all the time.
I'm just lucky I had a very filling dinner. I came home, started my physio, and threw a giant frozen pizza in the oven. And since, you know, my favorite brand has been replaced, substitute works okay.
You want to make me happy? Give me a shipment of these.
Okay, we have to figure out a shipment of butter cookies to JR's home.
All right, so... All right, I'm going to see what else we have in this box, and then maybe we'll go to the Sakurako. I'm not going to have the cream colon just yet. Let's see. We have a Miura Misaki tuna pie? Tuna? A tuna snack?
Sounds fishy to me. Sorry, I had to go there, folks.
We have a Shonan green lemon cake. That's interesting. The Shonan green, which is Shonan is the area, you know, around Yokohama and a little bit further to the west, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that sounds about right. Called Shonan. So okay.
I heard it slightly different in my head. Of course, everybody knows what I thought I heard.
Conan.
Shonan.
Oh, Shonan.
Shonan is in, you know, like, you know. It's like boy comics, like, what? Huh? What? Okay.
Ooh, the frozen water drop gummies. I think I've had those before. Mount Fuji milk chocolate crunch. Grape mochi.
Grape mochi? No, that's unusual.
Sweet fish senbei soy sauce. A crispy potato rich tartar sauce. Cake biscuits. Ooh. A favorite German pastry to pronounce, the Baumkuchen.
Baumkuchen.
Baumkuchen, okay. And a mini Baumkuchen.
Okay, he's trying, folks. He really is. But
fried rice crackers with black pepper. Those will be tasty. And the Yokohama Bay Bridge Sable cookie? Ooh. Okay. Should I have the Sable cookie or the Mount Fuji chocolate thing? The Mount Fuji chocolate crunch.
Mount Fuji chocolate crunch. Hmm.
So type in the chat right now. Sable, S-A-B-L-E, or Mount Fuji? One vote for Mount Fuji. Of course, the wonderful internet will take a few seconds for this to go forward. Fuji, 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 four Fujis. Okay, well, I guess.
I believe you have been told.
What is that? The snowball effect, right?
Suspension bridge effect, I think, is what you're looking for.
All right.
The fact that I know that is kind of frightening, but hey.
Okay, here it is, I think. Let's see. Let me go back to that page. Yes. Bite into this crispy, crunchy chocolate treat. Its wrapper features a vista of Mount Fuji, which is visible from the Doi Seika factory. Doi Seika, that's probably, I guess, Yokohama-based factory?
I would suppose.
Let's see if there's a mention of Doi Seika in the back. Doi Seika, is this it here? No, okay, no worries. I don't see anything off the top of my head here in the manual. So let's go ahead and break this. Ooh. Mm. There you go.
Oh dear, that does look interesting.
Oh, kind of reminds me of a Nestle Crunch in a way.
Ah, no, that's a chocolate bar I haven't seen in a long time.
It's like a crisp rice version of a Nestle Crunch. I'd give this a yay.
Hmm. Sounds like you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, yeah. So, this takes a few seconds to chew, though.
Well, you see, that's the one disadvantage of, you know, doing this, because one of us has to talk while the other one is, you know, politely trying to wolf down their food, or impolitely, as the case may be.
All right. So I think I'll do one from the Sakurako box, because I'm already, you know, got some food in me.
Ah, you came already pre-stuffed.
I had half of a thing of Patsy Oo from the Thai place in my neighborhood for dinner, so. Once again, Sakurako is the traditional Japanese confectionaries and sweets and stuff. And our theme for this month, and Sakurako does it different from Baksu. Sakurako, you read books in the Japanese manner, so you go right to left. Ooh.
Mm.
Makes sense.
Uh-oh.
A Night of Sakura. So this is the cherry blossom themed box, I think.
Well, that's actually perfect timing, as I recall.
Mm-hmm. So let's see what we have in here. Happy Sakura season. Okay. So we're going to go through, and here the information is a little more spread out, so I had to, they do a lot more features on the people who make the confectionaries, which I think is very fascinating. Sakura Castella. Sakura, they have the Sakura cream cookie, which I have had before. Sakura Hoenn Tetra. Let's see. Okay. Chizarare Shoyu Corn Puffs. We go to... Ooh, beautiful pictures here. Another manufacturer. Sakura Mochi Cherry Blossom Yokan. Ooh, there's a Sakura glass, a drinking glass in here. Ooh. Let's see here. I think I found something to try. They have white chocolate strawberries. So strawberries are covered white chocolate. Strawberry butter senbei. Strawberry manju? Wow. But I think I found something that I'm going to have. Oh, it's right at the top of the box here, too. So that makes things a little easier. Okay. So, again, this is show and tell for our viewers. What do you think? Let's see. I'll try to cover up this label here. So, Neff, what do you think this might be?
I don't. To be honest, they look like little. Oh God, what are those little sea creatures? The ones that look like, you know. I'm thinking of shrimp. I'm thinking of is it shrimp? I'm thinking of
maybe
baby shrimp.
Yeah,
baby shrimp. I think baby shrimp. That's what they look like to me.
We turn it around and show from this side, and the camera is also a little bright. So okay.
I'm sorry, I can't read that.
Cashews. Karam is correct. Sakura cashew nuts. Enjoy the satisfying crunch of cashew nuts encased in a pleasantly sweet Sakura-flavored coating. The perfect harmony of nutness, nuttiness, and floral notes in every bite.
Okay, when you said nutness, I'm going, that's not a word.
Nutness would be us.
Well, no, more miso than yuso, but eh.
Miso? Okay.
Oh, God, I'm hungry again. Thank you.
Let me see if I can... Camera's a little bright, so you can't see it very well, unfortunately. This Elgato camera's a little too powerful. But here we go. I'm going to give this a shot, and this will be the last thing I have tonight.
Let's see.
Okay, oh, boy.
He's chewing.
So that would be the middle of the road, right of our scale. So for those of you who don't remember, our scale from top to bottom is woohoo, yay, meh, and blech. So I'm going to give this an in the middle.
Okay, so what is it about it that doesn't quite sit with you? I'm curious.
Okay. You can taste the cherry blossom flavor, if you will, right on the first bite. But then I think, to me, it gets overpowered by the cashew.
Ah, okay. So the two flavors fight and the cashew wins.
Right. After the first bite, yeah. You chew it, and you know, it's a little crispy on the outside with the coating and stuff. But yes, I think the cashew's too much. I mean, I'll have the rest of this bag, you know, as we wrap up. But yes, very interesting. That there are a few things here I'm actually looking forward to trying, especially the strawberry manju. Oh my goodness, that would probably be my work lunch tomorrow.
Now, I'm going to ask this question. You bring in this sort of stuff to work, and they see it, and your coworkers see it. What do they do?
Oh, they're like, wow, I wish I could have something like that.
Okay.
Some of them are like that, and some others will kind of rib me trying to, say something in Japanese, JR, something like that.
Ah, yes, those ones. Fun.
To which I will. You what?
No, I was going to say, are there any that look at it and go, or try to go yoink?
No. None have done that yet.
Yet, he says. Something to look forward to, I'm sure.
Yeah, so this will be two wonderful boxes I will be sure to try to enjoy in the days ahead, especially considering this is going to be a very tiring next few weeks for me with work obligations. And this year, my work obligations include me going up to my summer employment early for 2 weeks, coming back down home for a month, and then going back up for 2 months.
Up and down like a yo-yo.
Yes. So, all possibility that if I'm going to get a laptop, a new laptop, it's probably going to be in place before I go away for 2 months. I will wait until then probably to pull the trigger on that because, I think my Dell days might be done again. I'm looking towards Lenovo. I've mentioned that before, so.
Well, I can tell you, at least their business class machines, which is what I buy for the lightweight, I have no problems with them.
Yeah, so. And apparently they make some decent gaming PCs as well, which is, you know, that's probably what I would gravitate to because I don't want to leave Flight Simulator hanging for 2 months.
I don't want to leave Flight Simulator hanging. Oh, that's a choice of phrase, my friend.
All right. So with that, it's been a fun, quick show to talk about charity auction, opening gifts, opening stuff for the auction, opening food, and also talking about fare hikes once again, what we always call fare hikes.
Yes, the anime ride, it's a bullet train straight up.
Yeah. So, closing commentary for the podcast.
If you have any questions, concerns, comps, or complaints, drop us a line at extremeanimeradio@gmail.com or check us out on social media. Go to linktree.com/animeradio. There you'll find links to our Facebook account, our X account, our Instagram account, our Discord server, our Twitch stream, and our YouTube channel, and archive versions of this podcast, which are available at anchor.fm/animeradio or your favorite podcasting platform.
All right. So, once again, if you're watching us live tonight, be sure to join us tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to get Train Sim World 4 up and running for you guys, and we're just going to have a chill evening driving around and seeing what the game's interpretation of the Long Island Railroad is. We're also planning, hopefully, to do a Flight Simulator stream sometime during the month of May. We might be planning something for Mother's Day with some of our cosplay friends from Europe, those who have cosplayed Sarah and Yumemi. We'll give you more information about that. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Neff?
No, I think... Oh, but you just reminded me. Yes, tomorrow night we'll be watching Trains, and I may be watching the team behind me getting railroaded.
Uh-oh. That'll be fun when we drive. Now, I think one thing that the Long Island Railroad in this game, it's set in around 2021. So I think you could take the train on the spur to Belmont Park. You may not see the arena, though. I'm not sure.
I was going to say, are you just going to see a big open pit at that point?
I don't know. You might see the old racetrack grandstand, which is being demolished now.
Interesting.
So I don't know if that's something we'll do, though, because to get into the spur, you have to drive 5 miles an hour.
You drive 5 miles an hour. Yeah. That's like driving in my underground. Nice and slow. Especially because people forget to turn on their headlights.
Yes. And that's right. Liz reminded us Mother's Day is also her birthday, too. So that will be cool.
Happy early birthday.
So Mother's Day, I'm off. And my mother happens to be on vacation with my dad that week. So I'll be home. I'll just have church in the morning, obviously. We'll probably set up for this stream with our friends from Europe because where they live, Mother's Day is celebrated at a different time, The exact time, I think I've mentioned on the show before, but it escapes my memory right now. Do you happen to know, Neff?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay. So maybe something I'll ask them when they come along. But so far, we have hopefully a few guests from across the Atlantic lined up. So as we get stuff together for that stream, we'll go ahead and give you the details on that. But that will do it for the podcast. We'll probably be back with the podcast one more time this month because, like I said, May's going to get super crazy now. But we'll try to schedule one more podcast before the month is done. We thank you so much for watching and listening. For Neff, I'm JR. Remember,
keep on looking out for the Extreme Radio Twitch streams, and don't forget, archived versions of our podcast are available at anchor.fm or your favorite podcasting platform. Good night, everybody.
Good night. We'll see you next time.
Got him up.